Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Adele might be making the jump from singing to acting. The key word here is might, because she got a little cryptic about a biopic that she says she really wants to do, but she says she can't and won't do it until a very specific scriptwriter is on board. So she told The Hollywood Reporter in a new cover story that she's thinking about it, but she will only make the jump to acting if there's a certain role available. She says, "I get offered to do biopics of singers, and I think that's too obvious." And then she talked about how there's this specific movie that she wants to do. "There is one movie I want to do, but the guy whose movie it would be, he's not really mentally ready to write the script for it." And she refused to name what this director would be. She says, "I bug him every now and then about it, but he's just not there yet. But that's the only role I ever want, because I think I'd nail it. I think I'd really, really, really be good at it." And so I did a Google search because I'm like, who does Adele look like? I can't think of a celebrity or an actress that she would really resemble and play well. And it has been driving me crazy all weekend long.
I forget even what Adele looks like.
And then,
She's changed a lot over the years.
You think it's Streisand?
No, I don't think she could play Streisand.
Yeah. I don't know either. That's what I was trying to think of as you were saying this. And I'm trying to think of like a singer, but she says she doesn't want to do a singer. She'd rather do like an actress or somebody, right?
That's what I'm saying. So it's got to be some other celebrity that isn't known for singing. So I was doing Google searches of older blonde actresses, but then I was like, well, maybe she could dye her hair. So who does she look like if she had like red hair or brown hair? And I literally cannot picture who she could play.
It's got to be somebody with a British accent too. I think it has to be somebody that's UK.
That's true.
I'm not familiar with her, but the streets say Sarah Paulson.
That
she looks like Sarah Paulson. Is that even somebody that you would do a movie about?
That's interesting because she does look like Sarah Paulson, but I don't know that I would make a movie about her.
I wonder if it's a really old school actress like Ingrid Bergman or, you know, those old ones, or Katherine Hepburn, because or Audrey Hepburn.
Ooh.
Because it would make sense to watch a movie about someone iconic like that. But anyone who's currently alive, even if it's like Dame Judi Dench or Sarah, I'm not going to watch that. But an old school black and white Casablanca actress, people would be interested.
That would make a lot more sense. But yeah, it's been driving me crazy all weekend. So we won't find out until that movie maybe gets made. All right, Glenn Powell is fueling rumors that something did go down between he and Sydney Sweeney while they were filming. So we talked about this earlier this year because people were freaking out when all these press photos of Glenn and Sydney while they were came out while they were filming in Australia for this movie that's coming out called Anyone But You. And all the photos were so steamy and sexy. And then Glenn broke up with his lady. So then people were like, something must have gone on between him and Sydney Sweeney. Well, he definitely knows what he's doing, because I was watching some interviews of him on his press tour promoting this film now that it's coming out. And he said, the wild part about being in a rom-com, all the ideas of love are swirling through your head while these big romantic moments are happening. And then he said, so sometimes it's harder to differentiate between real life and fake life, which I think is probably a planted line to obviously get the girlies going. Yeah. But the fanfic lover in me is like, oh my God, something actually did go on between them.
And to say our chemistry was so good in this movie that you have to watch it to see it for yourself.
I could kind of understand that if these two characters are getting together and it is so hot and steamy, how in the real world you could misinterpret that as you and she or you and he being hot and steamy also.
Yeah.
It does make some sense.
Oh, I mean, it happens all the time.
I think it happens with like Dancing with the Stars all the time, right? When it's, you're like dancing, and yeah. you're so close and your parts start tingling.
But I mean, that's the whole thing like Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie during Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, we were at the Christmas party over the weekend. We were in Tommy's big movie room and I specifically saw Mr. and Mrs. Smith. I'm like, oh, I've always wanted to see that film because I know that's the movie that literally broke up Brad and Jennifer Aniston. And I'm like, the chemistry has to be electric in there.
It's a good movie.
It is a good movie.
But something also that came out from this interview is Dermot Mulroney from My Best Friend's Wedding is actually playing one of the parents in this film. And he gave him some really interesting advice when it comes to rom-coms. He's like, rom-coms mean so much to people, but mainly because you as the lead represent love to people. So when people watch these films, they're going to clock it as like you are a symbol for love in the same way that like Dermot Mulroney is for when people watch My Best Friend's Wedding. All right, Kevin Costner has reportedly already moved on after his divorce. Apparently he and Jewel are an item. TMZ reported that they flew to the Caribbean and spent almost a week together while filming, or not while filming, while attending a fundraiser. There's even some photos of Jewel with Kevin's arms wrapped around her, and she mentioned him on social media saying it was an incredible time. One I used to relax, rest, and play with my son. At Kevin Costner, Modern West was kind enough to mentor our kids this year. So, new lady in his life.
He's mentoring one of her body parts.
All right, Jada Pinkett Smith is back on her Will Smith press tour. I'll tell you what she's revealing about their marriage this time on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.